The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
There is a great light, a new revelation, a new king, a king who will guide you to the new Jerusalem. Jesus is that light, the light of the world. Jesus is the Word made flesh, the revelation to the Gentiles, to the Jews and pagans, to anyone who can hear the truth of God. Jesus is the King of Kings, but whose kingdom is not here? It's not, in other words, of this world. His kingdom is out of this world. His kingdom is a heavenly one. Heaven is his kingdom, his home. It is the new and eternal Jerusalem. Isaiah talks about this using the image of light. He says and begins with the image of the light that shines in the darkness. And darkness has covered everything, but the light of the Lord, it shines. It can never be put out or covered or rejected. It will always win. It will always come forth. That light enlightens the eyes of our minds and hearts, and we should follow that light. And St. Paul, he uses the image and teaches us about divine revelation. He says to the Ephesians and speaks about a revelation that has been made known. This revelation is not from some human source alone. It comes to us directly from Jesus, the Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. And it's the revelation of Jesus Christ that makes his light shine to the world. It is known through Jesus and has been made known through us. It comes to us through Christ, through his apostles, through the church, through the consistent teaching of the church. But for us, we have to also make the revelation of Jesus known by proclaiming his truth. It has been made known through us who proclaim Jesus to the world. His apostles and prophets, believers, and those who have been baptized into Jesus Christ. We are the ones who will continue to bring the light of Christ to the world, to teach and pass on the faith, to help Jesus to be known in the world. We will be the ones who continue to make disciples, followers of the Lord, where there are none. In the gospel today, we hear about the wise men or the magi. They have many names. They're even called kings. They are expecting probably to meet a king when they come to see Jesus on a throne in maybe a beautiful castle or palace or certainly a royal place. But what do they find? They find Bethlehem. And they come to a simple cave dwelling. And a new, very young, a newborn child in the area of the cave where the animals dwell and where there's a poor family there. This was not what was expected. But it was what they received. This, for them, was the light that shines in the darkness. It was for them the revelation that they've been waiting for. The Magi do something here that is very important for us to understand. They lay down. They prostrate themselves before Jesus. Not just an earthly king, no. They knew in that moment that this was something more, that Jesus was the Messiah, the revelation of God. They prostrated themselves in adoration of God in that moment. Jesus then is not only revealing that his kingdom is in heaven, but that he himself is the new Jerusalem. Jesus is the kingdom. He is the one who has come into the world. And we are members of that body, of that Christ. We are members of that kingdom, of his church. Jesus is the only revelation, the only truth that matters. Today, most people are content with their own truth. And this kind of relativistic moralism that exists in the world typically makes people forget God, forget truth. Today, we struggle with self-sufficiency. Now, we're very self-sufficient people. That can be a good thing, actually, right? We often know how to do things well, and we should, and we're good at accomplishing goals, and we should be. We want to do this so we can live well in the world. This is important. But when it comes to the salvation of our souls, the Lord presents an opposite reality. He says, if you want heaven, you have to totally abandon yourself. Abandon your will. For the will of God to take over. It is not self-truth or self-sufficiency or a do-it-yourself sort of attitude that gets us to heaven. In, with, and for Jesus Christ, we lay down our lives like the Magi, like these kings, who realize, at least in some way in that moment, that Jesus is the way to heaven. That Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Magi teach us this. They were very self-sufficient men. They were great scholars of their time. They were kings. They had power and influence and means. They studied everything. There's evidence that they spent much of their lives seeking truth and seeking answers, desiring to know why something works according to nature and what they can observe in the world. They wanted to know why, the answers to things. And then they come and they see Jesus. And again, what do? They abandon their self-sufficiency and they lay down on the floor. They lay down to worship Jesus. They lay down their lives. In the presence of Jesus, there is no more searching. He is the answer. Jesus is Lord and King, the revelation of all the truth that has come into the world. Jesus is what we're looking for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.